With just a few days left in the fiscal year, a state budget still has not been passed. The dispute between Governor Jan Brewer and the legislature ended up in front of the state Supreme Court. Christopher Conover brings us the story.
With exactly 1 week left in the fiscal year, the governor and legislative leaders left the state capitol and traveled a few blocks to the east to the third branch of government, the state Supreme Court, in hopes of getting a dispute over the budget settled. 3 weeks ago, the legislature passed a budget for the upcoming fiscal year, and Governor Jan Brewer said publicly she didn't like the proposal. But she didn't get a chance to officially chime in on the budget in the form of line item vetoes or a full veto, because to date, state lawmakers have refused to send the budget to her. And that's why her attorney, Joseph Canefield, explained to the justices the governor took the legislature to court.
Well, the governor has 5 days to consider a bill under the Constitution. She should be entitled to the full 5 days so that she can carefully consider the bill. And that is, I can't stress that even more when it comes to the appropriation, given the complexity that an appropriation legislation generally.
And that's the political rub in this case. The legislative majority knows that if they hold on to the bill and don't send it to the governor until the very end of the fiscal year, they force her to either sign the proposal or risk closing down all but essential parts of state government. The attorney for the legislature, David Cantlemay, told justices that that's an acceptable political tactic.
It's within the legislature's prerogative to wait to June 30, and that's happened. That's not a theoretical situation. It has happened, and one of the reasons it happens is to cramp or cabin the governor's ability to veto. There's nothing wrong with that. That is a legislative prerogative. The Constitution has given that authority to the legislature in the political struggle.
This is the first time in Arizona that a governor has gone to the Supreme Court in order to get a bill sent from the legislature, though it's happened in other states. However, those cases did not involve budget bills. University of Arizona political scientist Dr. John Garcia says he views the fight and the court case as a real-life lesson in what he calls politics 101.
You've got the relationship between the governor and the state legislature. The courts have generally takes a mediator role if it's appropriate. And you get that dimension. You got the dimension of political parties and how one controls the legislature. And here you got internal divisions because you've got a governor and a controlling party of the same Republican background. You got a minority political party that in essence has its plan, but in the legislature is not going to see the light of day. On the other hand, if the governor is successful in forcing out a budget and negotiating some type of compromise, she'll probably need the Democratic legislators to back her to get it passed.
The Supreme Court ruled quickly in the case, sending out a 3-page order that both sides hailed as a victory. The justices wrote that the legislature does have to send the budget bills to the governor as soon as they're passed. However, the court did not order that the legislature send the proposals on. Jim Nitzel with the Tucson Weekly says Arizona has never seen a budget fight quite like this one.
I didn't think the court really even had jurisdiction because they're one branch of government, the legislature's one branch, the governor's one branch, and you know, it says that legislation must be sent to the governor, but it does not say when. I was surprised the court weighed in as much as they did to say, yes, they should send it, but since the clock's running out anyway, we're not going to make them. That seemed like a really strange ruling to me, but I guess I wasn't surprised by the way it all played out.
If you talk to political observers around the Capitol about whether or not the governor and lawmakers will come to a budget agreement before the end of the fiscal year, you get a wide array of opinions, ranging from there's no way that they'll let the government shut down, to the spat has grown so large that there's no way that the two sides will come together before midnight Tuesday. And if no budget agreement is reached, will the average Arizona resident know who to blame?
The average person does not get engaged in the back and forth that goes on here because they have lives to lead. They're busy people, and that's perfectly reasonable of them not to worry about that. That's why they elect people to take care of this. But when they do start to notice is when state parks close or suddenly services that they've counted on are no longer there. They can't go get a driver's license anymore or get their car registered or any of the things that the state does that we don't really pay that much attention to. And that's when people are going to sit up. And my guess is Republicans are in control of the governor's office. They're in control of the legislature. Republicans are going to take the blame.
Those inside the negotiations say talks between the governor and legislature are continuing and progress is being made. The legislature is planning a rare Saturday session, but the clock is ticking down on the fiscal year that ends June 30th. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Christopher Conover.